This is the Donovan West Mustangs locker room chat here on FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Perry Smith of the Mustangs. Johnny Kane here with you. And, well, coach, a really good win for your guys last week. Bounced back in a big way. At home, you beat Maranatha 62-14. Just overall, a complete game for your guys. Just what were your thoughts on the bounce back win?
Well, it was good. It was a good win for us in respect of we had everybody back, which was good. We kind of had a full squad that game and was able to kind of get some things going a little bit. And I thought we played a lot better defensively than what we had been. Maranatha's got a couple guys that are good players. And I thought we did a good job defending them for the most part in that game. And we got a lot of our young guys some time there later in the second quarter and the second half. So overall, we were really pleased with that, and hopefully we can maintain some health and go forward here.
Yeah, and you look at that; it was just a 16-8 lead after the first quarter for your guys, but you outscored Maranatha 26-0 in the second quarter. What'd you find there in that second quarter that finally caught something, and your guys finally were able to pull away?
Well, I think all season long, if I remember right, I think we've punted two or three times all season, and we kind of go for it on fourth down a lot and do that type of thing. But you know, we had a pick six there in the second quarter, which was a good play for us. But overall, you know, we executed pretty well offensively and kept the ball from them, and then we got some stops, just like I said, on the pick six and in the first half or first quarter, we actually fumbled a kickoff and they recovered it down about the 10-yard line. So we gave them a real short field there. But overall, I thought we played with, you know, maybe a little more confidence than what we had been. Just, you know, our first part of the season, you know, we played against some teams that really challenged us. And I think it took a little confidence away from us, but maybe we were able to get that back on Friday night.
Yeah, another big game for Trent Spiker. He ran for 184 yards and three touchdowns. I know he's been dealing with some shoulder issues that are not allowing him to throw the ball like he wanted to a quarterback, but it seems like running the football, he's been right there, some of the best around the state so far this season. What have you seen from him just running the football the last couple of weeks?
Well, Trent is he runs the ball really hard, does a great job with that. You know, in our offense, it's important that our quarterback is a huge threat running it, and he is. He's got a tremendous amount of speed, and of course, he's a big, strong kid that we expect to carry the load for us offensively, running the football. So he did a good job, and he, you know, he's not new to that. You know, he's been a 4-year starter and 3 years in this system, and he's got a great grasp on it. And as long as he stays healthy and continues on, he's going to have a huge year. We know that.
Now coming up this week, you'll have a tough road game on the road at Clifton Clyde. It'll be a spot for the top of the district when you go to Clifton Clyde on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup with the Eagles. That's when we come back on the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. Welcome back to the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Perry Smith, brought to you by Triple L Tire, Bendina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag. And, well, coach, you look ahead to this week. Clifton Clyde is the opponent. Long road trip for your guys all the way out to Clyde, and really a big game overall when you look at the district standings there in District 3. Clifton Clyde 2-0. Your guys are 1-1. So, ultimately, what do you look at here in this matchup with the Eagles coming up on Friday night?
Oh, it'll be a fun one. I don't think there's any question to that. You know, they're a nice team. They've got a couple guys that look to be good players for them, and they do a lot of good things. I mean, they fly around to the football. They run the ball hard, and this year they've kind of started throwing it a little bit, so a little different for them. So it'll be a great challenge for us, but one our guys are looking forward to, no doubt.
Yeah, and you played some big games already this year. You look at the Bishop LeBlanc game, the Johnson Brock, Washington County. Is that exactly why you play those games, to set yourself up and your guys up for a big game like you're going to have on Friday night against Clifton Clyde, who's a really, really good opponent?
It is, Johnny. You know, 2 years ago when we got our schedule, you know, I thought it was important that we go and find quality teams in that week 2 and 3, and we did that, you know, with Bishop LeBlanc and Johnson Brock. Now, you know, we had to go out of the state to do it, but at the same time, we had other options. But I wanted to make sure we were challenged, and that would help us later on. And we feel that it did, with the exception of maybe beating us up a little bit They exposed us in some areas, and hopefully we've got ourselves better in those areas that they exposed. And if we've done that, we know we'll have a chance every single week. So the guys are excited for this game. We're gonna go down there and compete like crazy, and whatever happens. But I know that our guys are looking forward to it. And as long as we have a great week of preparation, we'll give ourselves a shot.
Well, Coach, I know we certainly look forward to seeing that game coming up on Friday night at Clifton Clyde. Wish you the best of luck. Again, congratulations on that win over Maranatha from last week. But good luck against Clyde, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, joining us on our Locker Room Chats. They're brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on FM 103.9 KNZA.